Good. Leanne is going to lead our worship time today, and I know she's been looking forward to this, practicing, working hard on it. Got a great team to assist her here, and an even more wonderful team to assist her. Thanks, Leanne.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
And good morning to all the fathers. I usually like to have you, the congregation, sort of giving me your songs. But this time, just after the last time I did worship, I just had these songs tracking on my radar. And I understand it was a few weeks ago that Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus was done. And out of hundreds of thousands of songs, there seems to be a season and a reason for a song. So, I've been picking up the little breadcrumbs, as I do, of my music and the songs that I feel that I'd like to bring to you. And this one in particular, my sister, who bought Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, who is probably my best friend and also one of my critics as well, which is very handy to have one of those, can just sometimes say to me, when we're talking, she'll be talking at me and I might not be there. And she'll go, Leanne, I've lost you. And I am listening, but you know, but sometimes I think God wants to say the same thing to us. Not because he can't hear us, but because we can be tending to talk to him without really looking at him or having that focus. So we remain caught up in lots of other things and maybe forgetting the character of the one who we're really talking to. So it's just that simply refocusing. We find answers in the comfort of his character. We know he is a loving, forgiving, sovereign, and just full of so much grace for each one of us. And David the psalmist said, we need to continually seek his face. When he appointed leaders for worship and prayer, he wanted them to stand up and coach and encourage people. And to remind them of his wonderful character and his faithfulness. And I've just got that on the front, 1 Chronicles. Look to the Lord and his strength and seek his face always. And just another breadcrumb I picked up, if I can. This is a prophetic word that Lynn has left, and it's at the front of the church. And I was just reading this and just studying on it, and it said, other sounds drown out the sound of the river. Busy lives, traffic, other thoughts. Life near the river can be good. Birds, ducks, crickets, these all know and rely on the source of the river, the gifts of it. They stay close to it. They know that to live away from the river would mean certain death. So too for my people. Seek out the river, the gifts, the depths, the treasures. Despite distractions, sandflies and the least attractive river dwellers, press in. Press in and do not give up. Or leave the life of the river. So this morning we're just doing a couple of songs, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, or and an MP4, Your Love Amazes Me, and I Love You Lord and Lift My Voice. But the first one and the last one are quite short. Just as we're doing that this morning, just look at the words and I'd just like to pray. Just pray. Thank you, Lord, for this time of worship this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we just take and we pause at this time to turn our eyes on you, Lord, that you just really want to amaze us as we lift our voices, Father. Lord, it's just not one way, Father. We talked about fusion last week. Lord, help us enter into that relationship this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Problem with it, but we'll do I Love You Lord.